Hi, my name is Jessica Terrace, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Change Making Youth Culture Heavy. Today, we have a guest designer, and their name is Fernando Luna.
Thank you, Jess. I'm happy to be invited to come on the show today.
Of course. I'm glad that you can make it. So I hear that you've been working on a button design for a world concern that we should all be aware of. Is this true?
Yes, that is very true. The Earth's heating is increasing and being trapped within our atmosphere, causing multiple catastrophes. One of which is glaciers melting, leaving polar bears without homes. With this being said, I had used the slogan, "Let's care and save the polar bears," since they are the ones that have a major dependency on ice. I hope that all of us can cut back on using cars and rely more on active transportation in order to decrease our carbon footprint.
That is extremely alarming. I didn't realize it was that bad. So can you tell me, how did you get this point across in your button design? And why did you decide to use those methods?
The button that I made for global warming is a bear, and the bear is holding a homeless sign because of the heat increasing. The bear is on my button design. The bear in my button design is next to a cave, but he can't go in it because of the glaciers falling. My creative confidence got me to use a typeface of Sans Serif for the button. My button is black on the outside to bring out the contrast in the inside, mixing with two different color schemes. The pattern that was on my button is that I put a circle in the outside and a smaller circle in the inside. The alignment in my button is on the outside and is curved around the circle. The other writing is on the water under the polar bear, so it stands out. The repetition of the button is two circles from the outside and the inside, also half circle under the bear. The shape of the button is a circle and the bear is an oval. The line in this button is a glacier next to the bear. Even though with all that stuff on the button, I have not used white space.
Well, okay. That is one detailed button, and that seems to me that took a long time to make. Well, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for listening to CMYK, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.